Good evening, this is Rabbi Mayevsky. Actually, Achra Mos Kedoshim, most of the time we read it together. Last week I wasn't able because I had to be in shul afterwards to buy back the chametz. And what I wanted to do was, it's very important, the parish of Achra Mos and Kedoshim together, because they have a similar topic. And what I mean by that is what I entitled this year tonight, always knowing where you are and who you are. And in Achra Mos, it's where you are, and in Kedoshim, it's who you are. And the fact remains that Achra Mos, of course, we're dealing with the aftermath of the passing of Nadav and Avihu. And the Gemara has so many different explanations, or they throw out so many salvos of what did they do that was so wrong. But the question that we have to ask ourselves is also one very important thing. Is that generally speaking, and we see that from both parshas in Achra Mos and Kedoshim, when we discuss in Achra Mos the chiyuvim on the arayis, and then in Kedoshim we talks about what the penalty is. The Gemara always asks, if God gives us a punishment, azhara minayin, God does not punish you without a warning. So everybody gets, literally speaking, three strikes, sometimes depending on the situation, even four strikes. So why, in fact, would it they, Nadav and Avihu, after seemingly making one mistake, albeit a very serious error, why should they be executed without a warning in particular? And that is what we come to when we're talking about when the Gemara says how many different infractions they might have done, whether it was because they didn't get married, whether they were mora halacha b'fnei rabo, they didn't ask permission for Moshe, or they burned the ketores, which they weren't allowed to do. And all of these things that they came in shesuye yayin. The point is that these were all warnings. That is what they did. They were warned one time, two times, three times. They made many missteps before that. And when God finally had them, so to speak, put down, they had to be executed, they had to get the final punishment, was because of so many things that they did wrong, and they never corrected their mistakes. They made so many, and therefore God, in fact, did give them many chances from Mishpatim, when they went up, Vayochlu, Vayishtu, Vayalu Bahar, Vayochlu, Vayishtu, when they uttered the fact that Moshe and Aaron and our father and uncle are getting old and we're going to replace them. And of course, the famous story that God said, we'll see who'll die first. But the fact is, there were so many factors involved, and that they really did commit so many different averas. But the fact remains, when a Kohen Gadol goes into what we have in the parasha of Achra Mos, is something very interesting. What does the fact that all of this took place, we go through the entire service of Yom Kippur here, and that's all down to Nadav and Avihu, the story, because the aftermath is like when the Gemara digresses a lot of times, and then finally after, when we bring up a topic and then brings up so many cases that are similar, and then said, all right, let's get back to the topic at hand. Because over here is God is telling Moshe to tell Aaron, Al yavo b'chol eis al ha-kodesh mibeis la-paroches. Even you, Aaron, and certainly Nadav and Avihu, only get to go into the kodshei kodshim to bring the ketores and do to nichnas v'yotzei into the kodshei kodshim once a year on Yom Kippur. That's it. The mistake, of course, that they made was that they saw Moshe Rabbeinu going in and out constantly. So they thought very differently. But the thing is that they weren't on the same spiritual plane as Moshe Rabbeinu. When you go into the Kodshei Kodshim to do it, you have to be there for a particular purpose. You have to go there for a specific reason. You're going to be mechaper for Klal Yisrael. And that is what we're up to. And they went in there just for a dress rehearsal, so to speak, to see what it was like to go and sit in the boss's chair and put his feet up to see what it feels like to sit in the boss's chair. And that is not what the Kodshei Kodshim is all about. It's a very serious matter to go in there. Al yavo b'chol eis al ha-kodesh mibeis la-paroches. Even you, Aaron, can only go in, and therefore we're going to discuss, he says, all the laws of Yom Kippur. And then, of course, we get back to the other topics. But the interesting thing over here is that when it says v'chiper bado uviyad beiso, and then it says v'chiper bado, what is the Kohen Gadol's job? Is to v'chiper bado, first he has to put his own house in order to make sure that he brings the carbon so that God will forgive him for his sins and for his family. V'chiper bado v'yad ha'om, v'chiper bado v'yad kol kahal Yisrael. It's a very strange thing. Rav Moshe Feinstein makes a point in his sefer to say something very interesting. Do you mean to tell me, Chas V'Shalom, that one person has the ability to effect a kapara for other people's sins? That sounds very suspiciously like another religion where they proselytize, they profess the idea that one person died for our sins, and that is, of course, something that cannot be true. And to even speculate that the Kohen Gadol has the ability to be mechaper for his family, for the entire nation of Klal Yisrael is preposterous. That doesn't work that way. But what the Kohen Gadol's job is when he goes there, because he has to know that he's going in there for a specific reason, because everybody's counting on him. But the fact is they're putting their trust in him, and what he's supposed to affect is when he preaches to them during the year, he's supposed to get them to do tshuva, to have an effect, a spiritual awakening of all the people that are in Klal Yisrael, so that they do tshuva, so that through him, Bnei Yisrael, when they klap al chet, they will be forgiven for their sins, because he has brought the people to the point of where they want to do tshuva. He has spurred them to that period, to that level where they will do tshuva and therefore affect their own forgiveness. But the Kohen Gadol himself has no ability to affect forgiveness for anybody but himself. And this is a very important factor involved. And when we get to the next parsha, of course, of Kedoshim, so we have the fact is also what I said, and always, so we have to always know where we are. And when we come to shul, it's the same thing. The lesson is that when we walk into shul and we put on our tallis and tefillin in the morning, for the men that put on the tallis, we know that you wrap yourself in the tallis and say lehisa teipat tzitzis. Chazal had telling us in the Shulchan Aruch, it says the most important part of wrapping your face in the talis is not covering your eyes, one might think, but it's to cover your mouth. When you walk into shul, your attitude changes, just like the Kohen Gadol has to be aware of when he goes into the Kodesh Kodashim. He's on a different spiritual plane. He has to make sure that his thoughts are pure. When we walk into shul to sit down and daven, our attitude is supposed to change. Divrei Chol is out the window. In fact, in reality, one is not even allowed to learn. Years ago, many years ago, obviously, because you don't see that too much today, there was a Beis HaKnesses and a Beis HaMedrash. There were two different places, one where you sat and davened, and in another place where you learned, because when you learn, perhaps you will be saying things that, not to say off color, but Devarim B'Teilim, necessarily, and it might not be the right thing. In a place where we daven, that is where we come to daven, not to pass the time of day, but we're there to daven. And that is the lesson from this parsha. Always know where you are. If we're in a place where we have to maintain a certain level of spiritual purity, we have to maintain that level. Moshe Rabbeinu was 24/7 on that level. He could be nichnas v'yotzei into the Kodesh Kodashim, but nobody else had that capability, was on that spiritual plane. And that's why we get to Kedoshim Tiyu, you ki kadosh ani. The only way you could get that, to rise to that spiritual plane, is for you to think of yourself as holy, to look at yourself in the mirror in the morning and say, I am who I am. I am a Jew. So always know who you are. And that is what we see. The Torah says so many times something that's very interesting that bothered me. It keeps reminding us that I took you out of Mitzrayim, ki geirim heisem bi'eretz Mitzrayim. Always remember you were geirim in Eretz Mitzrayim. Why is that so important to say you are strangers in a strange land? The purpose is, the message there is something very interesting. You were in Mitzrayim for 210 years. In fact, the first 80 years when Yosef was on the throne as the Mishneh LeMelech, the 80 years, some want to even speculate that he was a pharaoh for those, when interim, when the pharaoh died and he was for a period of time an actual pharaoh himself. Because there was a time when the Egyptians believed in one God, they didn't have Avodah Zarah. But other than that, what's very interesting is, did that change how the Mitzrayim felt about the Jews? Ki geirim hayisem be'eretz Mitzrayim. You were there for 210 years. You did so much for the entire land. You were a benefit for them, and they never ever let you become full-fledged citizens. And we see that throughout history, throughout all the time, where the Jews who lived in Germany for a couple of centuries and were thrown out, and eventually the Holocaust came about. It didn't matter how many Purple Hearts or Silver Stars or the Blue Max that you got fighting in World War I, you were still a Jew in the end that had to be done away with. In Poland, the same thing happened. In the Ukraine, in France, in Spain, regardless of how much we did for the country, how much we benefited them. And now, unfortunately, we're realizing what's going on in the United States with all the things that are happening. We have to keep our eyes open and be well aware. Are we really citizens of a country, full-fledged citizens, or are we always thought of another Jew? Kedoshim to you, God is telling us, you ki lios lochem avo avdil eschem beinu amim. I have made you different. You will always be different. Wherever you live, other than the place of Eretz Israel, you will be a ger. You will not be a full-fledged citizen. People will look at you as an outsider. The day we forget that is the day we could close the door on our lives. And unfortunately, we see that what's going on. And when we see what we were going through now, what's outside, and it's especially a very important time of the year when it's now, we're going through the time of Sfira. And what is the basis of Sfira that the students of Rabbi Akiva passed away, so many thousands of students, because it says Shelo nogu kavod zeh bozeh. And we've reached a point where there is a little more achdus in Klal Yisrael, because we have been so put upon by the rest of the world. There's a little more unity, hopefully much more than a little bit of unity. But the fact is, v'yahavta l'reacha kamocha, why did so many students, after v'yahavta l'reacha kamocha, is not, it says that the students died because they had askara, they had throat problems, throat cancer, whatever it was, the something that destroyed them. Is that worthy of being punished for the death penalty for doing that? But the fact is, they profess to be the students of Rabbi Akiva, whose mantra was, V'yahavta l'reacha kamocha. But the reality was, Rabbi Akiva was the person who we know that he began to learn Torah at 40. But the one thing, even before he began to learn Torah at 40, the one mila, the one attribute that he had in his life, was even before that, this was the one attribute that he practiced, v'yahavta l'reacha kamocha. And the students, if this is, they're proud to say they are the students of Rabbi Akiva, they keep themselves on a higher plane, profess to be on a higher spiritual level, because they are the students of the person who professes, whose mantra is V'ahavta l'reacha kamocha, and they did not follow that precept. So that is why they were had to be treated so harshly. We have that situation now. We see there are factors that there are Jews in these protests that are going against what's going on in the world, that are anti and pro anti-Israel, pro-Palestinian, believe it or not, they need to have their heads examined in reality. But it's a shame, because if we don't have the achdus that we have, we are doomed to failure. We have to think of where we are, always know where we are to keep us on a spiritual plane, and always know who we are. We have been chosen by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We are Bonim Atem LaShem Elokeichem. We are the children of God, and that's who we are. And that is what we are supposed to carry, that banner, and live a life of spiritual Kedusha and keep the faith. Don't let the fire go out. Lo sichbe ba'laylo neira. Have a good evening.